Oh, yes. Some Sunday mornings I didn't want to go to church. She said, you're going out of here. Children do now and sit down and eat. I better say the blessing. Sometimes I didn't like it about those whippings, but those whippings kept me out of jail. Sometimes I thought she was mean when she whipped me, but those whippings kept me off of drugs. They said for me to move on, say the tape is running out, but it didn't run out. I just believe, anybody believe you're going to see your mother again? I believe I'm going to see her. I believe I'm going to meet her. Oh, I see you after a while, had to be. Went without so that we could have. I gotta move. Mother had 5 children, and only 2 of us are left today. There sit one right there, my sister. I'm telling you, she knows. She knows all about it. In this building tonight. I got some witnesses. Go ahead on, honey. Yeah, that's it. Go on and praise. Go on and praise it. Praise it. He's worthy. He's worthy of the praise. Children and go to the crack house. Only house my mother went to was the church house. All right, Jerry, I'm gonna move on. I know you said the tape was about to run out, but I'm gonna move on.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Have you ever read the classic book, The Count of Monte Cristo? It is a great story of hope of a man who has everything going for him until he is wrongly imprisoned for treason against Napoleon Bonaparte. It appears Dantes will simply be sent off to prison to die. Not to give away the whole story, but Dantes escapes from prison and assumes a new identity as the Count of Monte Cristo. He spends his days seeking to bring justice to those who wronged him. You could say the story is about revenge, but it's really about hope. The last page says, "Live then, and be happy, beloved children of my heart, and never forget that all human wisdom is contained in these 2 words, wait and hope." In sustaining hope, Dantes is able to create a new and better reality for his friends and for himself. Let hope keep you afloat, especially when it seems unreasonable.
This is what it means to live hope.
Radio for the workplace. They play all the real music, real music.
This station is nonstop.
Awesome hits.
The best radio station.
The broadcasts speak for themselves.
The revolution in music.
Music you want.
This is why we have
the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. KAYT.
Back on a journey. The year was 1963. The place was Nutley, New Jersey, in the First Baptist Church where I pastored. And gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir. And I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible. Read Mark, the 4th chapter. Starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 44th verse, 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomenons of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as 1,000 midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastised them first by saying, "O ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about?" And he raised his hand and said three words, "Peace, be still." The sun came out, the clouds dissipated, the thunder hushed its voice, the winds went back in its chambers and slammed the doors, the waters laid down like a baby and said, "We're gonna hold you so you don't rock no more." Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, "Reverend Roberts, what did they say?" This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this, "What?
Master."
Yes, sir.
"The tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high. The sky is all shadow, oh, with blackness. Oh, no, no shelter. Oh, hey, ooh, in night." Well, honey,
this is the point. Listen, listen.
"That not that we perish. Oh, how can
it seems like each moment is so madly threatening. Oh yes, Lord, somebody know what they said. A grave, a grave, a grave, oh, indeed. Yeah, yeah, Lord, get up, Jesus. The way, Carol and help.
church. Let them know.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
Ooh, yes.
Be encouraged. It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey.
No matter what's going on.
No matter what's going on.
He'll make it all right.
Said it in his
word.
Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. 'Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be all right. He'll make it all right.
He said, I'll make it all right.
Yeah. Be encouraged. No matter what's going on.
He'll make it all right.
Jesus will. Jesus will. How many of you all believe that tonight? Come on. Hey!
He is dead.
and girls looking fine.
Everyone's doing the same old routine.
Scooping out the honeys and pulling out the queen.
Paper, that's what I use so I can trace her. Give me a cell phone and two waited hot and late.
No one on it took the next day, but then I called her. She called me anyway.
That was me until I took a look into the VIPLE, the HOLYVIPLE. That was me. Whole life was shook when I took a look into the book. Yes, that was me. Until I took a look into the VIPLE, the HOLYVIPLE. That was me. Whole life was shook.
Come on.
That I really was so cool. Things I thought that I would not do, I did just so I can try something new.
Who you?
The one that went to Sunday school.
Who you?
The one that never broke a rule. Tried so hard to fight, but it's hard when it feels so right.
Yes, that was me.
Yeah.
Until I took a look into the VIPLE.
Yeah.
Surely I want to be a
come on.
That was me. Oh, all yeah. Life was shook when I took a look.
Yeah.
Into
never thought it could be.
Took a look in the book.
How could this be?
No, no, no. Into the book.
Hey, it's taking it free.
It's like.
Took a look. So take a look.
Look.
Brand new.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I'm brand
yeah.
New.
Hey, Coop, tell me, did you get shook from the book?
Yes, I got shook when I looked into the book.
How did you look?
Not quite like how I should be.
How do you look?
Now I feel so fresh and clean. You mama, tell me, did you get shook from the book?
Yes, I got shook when I looked into the book.
How did you look?
Boy, I was stuck in between.
How do you look?
Like I've been set free.
Shake the hook.
That was me.
That was me.
That was me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you tired of paying rent? Have you ever dreamed of owning your own home?
If you answered yes, come join us Saturday, November 16th, 2019 at the Bolton Avenue Community Center from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. for the First Time Home Buyer Seminar.
And get all your questions answered. You can talk with bankers, builders, realtors, grantors, and get a free credit report, information on down payment and closing cost assistance, and credit counseling.
Join us Saturday, November 16th, 2019 at the Bolton Avenue Community Center.
Call Barbara at 442-1502 for more information.
Inner City Revitalization is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
I am Sheriff William Earl Hilton. I've been privileged to serve the people of Rapides Parish for 24 years as their sheriff, with a total of 50 years in law enforcement. We put a school resource officer in every school in Rapides Parish, and I think that is so important for the mothers and daddies to know that their child is going to a school where it is safe. We've built new substations around the community. We've reopened the substation on Lower Third that was closed during the Wagner administration, which was important for the people in that area. We opened a new substation out in Colleen. Rapides Parish is a great place to live. We try to keep it safe. The narcotics, drugs, opioids are a problem throughout this country. I think Mark Wood, he has the same philosophy that I have. He wants Rapides Parish to be a safe place. He has a plan to make a joint task force to combat the drugs.
I'm Mark Wood, concerned citizen and candidate for sheriff of Rapides Parish. I would like to continue the legacy that Sheriff Hilton has built for our parish. Remember, please go vote. If you want to have a voice in America, please go vote.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT FM.
The blackness.
keep the game on.